the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, in the middle of Siman Shin Chaf Aleph, on the bottom of page 300, in the middle of Sivta Zayin, the middle of talking about things relating to crushing and kneading vegetables. So we spoke about cress that was crushed from before Shabbos. The next day you could put in wine and vinegar. You can't beat it. You could just mix it. So the garlic that was crushed from before Shabbos, the next day you could put in beans. And you can't beat it. You could just mix it. Rama said, some say, not mix it with a spoon, only by hand. And then we had from the Mechaber, is on the bottom of page 300, that some say that this, that you let it mix liquid and mustard is specifically be put in different before Shabbos. But on Shabbos, you're not allowed to put in the mashka into the mustard or in the crushed garlic because of lush. Now that's what up to Haggad, the Rama says, v'mleisna eichel tchila. If you put in the food first, and then the vinegar or the wine, you mix it with your finger. Sorry, that's permitted. Why? That's a deviation, as a contender on top of Kufn and Alf and Shatisa, like we mentioned previously in this Shatisa. So to the custom is to admit by doing a shinui. Welcome to Dakalaska. Now, if it's a place that's the norm, actually, how they do it during the weekday, so then you eat in Shabbos. Then on Shabbos, you should do the opposite. First put in the vinegar, and then put in the food. This is the Mishbrua, Sivkat and Samach Zayin. So he said that, that's the custom to permit through a shinoi. Hainu, that is Bacharbo Bashum, that's regarding the mustard and the garlic. Well, I did the same thing as the Sharmini table, all other types of dips, nice and dark, when they make it very thin, and they mix it together, that would permit it to be done on Shabbos. Sivkat and Samaches. And the Mokum Shadaka Bechulin, the Rambam says, a place that there's ways to do it during the weekday, that way then it would do it the opposite way on Shabbos. Okay, therefore, if he forgot to pour the vinegar on every Shabbos into the chrein, the chazeres, the horseradish. You have to make a Shabbos a loose mixture. So first put in the vinegar, and then put in the chrein. Not the way they do it normally during the weekday, like we just said in the Ramah. And you hold on to the vessel itself, and you just shake the bowl. And regarding the vessel, is it called lettuce? Then you don't have to be so careful, because they don't cut it so thin. So then you don't have this problem. Which is Sharatzi Nais Pegimel says, that's not like the Mogen Avraham. Maybe the Mogen Avraham is talking about when you made it very thin. But in general, you don't have to be medactic. Keep in mind, says the Mishnah Berurah, because you don't cut it so thin. But this, they cut radish and cucumbers, dark, very thin. And then they pour vinegar or some other liquid inside of them. Then they mix it all together, this salad. They have to be careful not to mix with a spoon very forcefully. Which the Sharatzi Nice Pedal says, because even though it's thick, and by thick, the Yeshua is machmer because of putting in the liquid, the Taz writes that by radishes, because it's not possible to do from before Shabbos, we rely on the first opinion that holds. They don't say Nesin Samashka that the putting in the liquid is Zeu Gibula, that's considered like kneading it. And that's how the Eli Rabba also quotes Salacha. So just be careful not to mix it forcibly, says the Mishnah, or just shake the bowl itself. It's also good to be stringent. First put in the vinegar and then put in the food. Pesach falls out in Shabbos. And you forgot from me for Yom Tov to put the liquid, let's say the wine, into the chareses. So they come ice according to the first opinion. Mutal eat namashka b'shabbos. I put the liquid in on Shabbos. We'll eat to b'kaf. Just don't mix with a spoon. El be'etzba. Just mix with your finger. Well, that's Yesh'aymrim. And according to the opinion of the Yesh'aymrim, gamze also this also forbidden. And loshiyaso is a gamkin rak unless you make it into a loose mixture. With the shad seen, like his paper says, that's from the people of God. He says, look at the also that he writes that you should make it loose because of this, which is a doichik, because the mitzvah is ba'ava when it's thick, like it's brought in the Gemara. Possible that since at the time that you made it was thick, then you don't have to be mocked, but even though ultimately you're making it into a liquidy mixture. Be that as a maker, continues the Mishnah Berurah, says, utter liter of beitz and bakara. Not that a beat eggs in a plate. In Maris Ayin, because of the appearance, looks like as if you want to cook it in a pot. Before Shabbos, maybe it could be leaning a little bit more to borscht, because you need to put into the borscht, which is this vinegary dish in a secondary vessel. The gavin to kuvit color. If the borscht was very vinegary, you should be strange also regarding this, mishum bishul, because of bishul. Says Mechaber, Siv Yud Zayin, Mutar La'asos Yinumlin. You're allowed to make Yinumlin, Shu Yayin Yashon Dvash B'Pilpulin, which is old wine, honey, and pepper. Ishu L'Shtiyah, because it's for drinking purposes. But Ve'Enos and Aluntis, Shu Yayin Yashon, it's something similar, but it's old wine, Mayim Tzlum, clear water, B'Shem Nefarasman, and balsam oil. Shu L'Refu, because that's for medicinal purposes that you can't make. You're allowed to make yenumlin. I know that is la'arvon to mix it la'achl k'mashen to eat them as they are. I've learned to buy some yafo l'sanim, but to mix them, beat them well, and to filter it, also that's forbidden. Since that tayrich yaisik, that's more a bigger effort. Bum this gedela, and it's a great craft. The chicken gadlus, and it's a great remedy. Oh, k'moyle el b'chagel as well, like we said previously in simtez as well. By the mustard, that's a little bit not beat it. Because of my real number, rise. Also, lost his kida latei chaimitz lasa tibul. And I'll put this kida into vinegar to make a dip. Chenas is beitzim kashim in pitre zilin b'chaimitz. So to make hard eggs with parsley and vinegar. Also, it's forbidden to dami lehilmi, which is humi melech. That's salt water. I'm a real level of beis, which now that I make. I'm mogin avram maskel. I'm mogin avram katestis. Mitzad lahakum bezeh. He's inclined to be lean regarding this. But this is all by a large quantity. Sorry, but by a little bit, it's permitted to fill my real, even my real, as we previously had said. Sif ayin. But aluntis, you know, let him make, because shulah refu, it's for medicinal purposes. Anything that's for refu, as for chazal asses, chazal made it forbidden to do this, because is a man as a decree, because you might grind the herbs, which is toichin. If even was made from before Shabbos, you're not allowed to drink it. Sif Yud Ches. Ain't sharing us a chiltis. You're not allowed to soak the chiltis. This is a type of a vegetable or herb. Not in lukewarm water, but not in cold water. Because the norm is to soak it for medicinal purposes. You're allowed to put it into vinegar. And you can dip your bread in it. Soaked from before Shabbos. So you let us soak it on Shabbos. Let's say you were drinking this potion Thursday, Friday, but you have to drink it also on Shabbos. Then mutan permitted to cook with for us, because that's the way of his healing. To have a series of 7 days. This is the heter of when you have medicine that you really have to take, that you can continue taking on Shabbos. Look at you let us soak it in cold. And then put into the sun, because it's dangerous if he doesn't drink from it. So he said that you can't soak the chiltis because the way is to soak it for medicinal purposes. They drink the soaked water for the heaviness of the heart, says the Gemara. But you can put it into vinegar and dip your bread in. Now, if we're soaked from before Shabbos, then we said it's permitted L'shreisai to soak it on Shabbos, which actually says the Mishnah Berurah, Tzarech Lama has to say L'shreisai, that you're allowed to drink it on Shabbos. So the reason is, Zel Machl Ktsas Briyim, because it's the food of some healthy people, and it's not recognizable that's from medicinal purposes, says Oyel Shabbos. Now, if you move a mock, maybe he's in a place, Shein Minik Briyim Kal Bezeh, that no healthy person will drink this, Masmah Merambam, says in the Rambam, the Asr that, and you're right, in that type of cases, Zel Yerabba, it would be forbidden. Even if we're soaked from before Shabbos. Now, we said, let's say you had already been drinking from it Thursday, Friday, you have to drink from Shabbos, and Sivka Nangil, and then what is permitted to write, what it means to say is a full of shoysay, even to soak ukrame, like it continues to say. Because that's the way of his refuah, to drink in Sivka Nayan Dalit, to Shiva Yamim. So actually, Tarklam Shleisha has to say 3 days. This begamal, because Bundi Gemara says they're going to go in another achrayim, but Akapon needs on the third day, which is on Shabbos. So they'd be actually even allowed to soak it in Tzaynin, And then to put it simply, I inhale a chamin the sun. I'll be like a chamin. If there's no sun, level of urshari, even in the on the fire, it's permitted in the asakana because it's dangerous. Like we said, if he doesn't drink from it, it's necessary. We said that you can't make a luntis on Shabbos because it's l'refua. What it means to say is that it's not a maichal brim, which is a big category on Shabbos. It's not something that healthy people eat, which is only made to cool down the person from the heat from the bathhouse, as the Gemara says in Avkuf Mem, and therefore you're not allowed to make that and drink that on Shabbos. And the maschal shederach l'shoyes l'refua said you can't soak kiltis, not in cold, not in lukewarm, because that's the norm is to soak it for refua. And the Gemara, the reason is brought that he shouldn't do the way he does it during the weekday. And the nafkamin is that even if he's intending and is soaking for stam drinking, it'd be forbidden for this reason, because it's obd dechayil, it's a weekday type of activity. The maschal pitay, we said that you could this kiltis, you could put into vinegar and dip his bread into it, and you don't have any recognition of mechilas refua, because all year a person is accustomed to dip, says the Meiri. And it sounds from this that even if it's attending for refua, also it would be permitted with this. That's your classic heter, that let's say a glass of tea, that a person has a sore throat. If it's something that's considered normal that people do, even if your intention is refua, that's going to be okay. Dirshu number 110. So he said that it's a problem with the salad when you're mixing it, when you make it very thin. What's considered very thin? And this girl tells that it's after you mixed it up, then each piece is not really recognizable on its own independently. Dirshu 111. Even though that the pieces don't become like a dough, the Shabbos explains that since they're sticking one to the other, that's even by the salad is considered as lush. Dish number 112. So to let's say you have carrot salad that's made from thin pieces, and this girl holds not to mix the pieces of the carrot with the lemon juice and things like that, only if you change the order of how you place it and you mix it crisscross. Regarding potato salad or vegetable salad that you want to put in mayonnaise, so he holds over there that if the pieces of the salad are very small, it would have a problem about lush, and you shouldn't put in mayonnaise only through this change, like we said. And he adds on that if the pieces are big, that is each piece is recognizable on its own, then there's no problem about lush, and you're allowed to put in mayonnaise. So to mix big pieces of a fruit in some type of fat, he holds over there that's permitted, because since the pieces are not sticking one with the other, you don't have to be concerned for what they stick one to the other with this, you know, fatty, whatever it is that you're putting in. Regarding a food that's made from eggs with onions, ayimitzvibel, when you mix it with oil, this girl told that you have to change and you have to put the oil in first and only afterwards the eggs with the onions, and also to mix it in the way of crisscross and other. And Shuvah Shuvah writes, you don't have to do any change of shasi ve'erev of crisscross, and it's enough with just a small little change, and you don't beat it very well. On the other hand, Shuvah Mezitzchok writes a reason to be lean regarding this, that since it's not possible to mix the onions with the eggs and the oil from before Shabbos, you have to be concerned because of the danger of the onions and the eggs that were peeled. You can be lean regarding this based on what the Taz writes, that something that the taste will get ruined when you do it from before Shabbos. You'll make it even on Shabbos, and even according to the Taz, you have to make at least a shina, that is, don't mix it forcibly. However, the minhag is to make even regarding this based on what the Tilo David writes, that mixing a little bit helps even without a shina. And it's possible that for anything that's l'tzarecha, that's so that you're doing, is considered like just a little bit. However, it is appropriate to separate to the b'nei bayis, the b'tzalim, with the beitzim, and each one should place the oil in front of him. Then such a situation, for sure, that's considered a little bit, and that's also to be careful not to mix it forcibly and to do some type of a shina.
Now, Shlomo Zalman actually gives reason to the minhag olam to make this food actually without any shina, because they don't want to only just to mix the onions and the eggs with the oil, and the particular not to make it into one substance. So that's not considered in that Torah like a thick mixture. And even though many Paiskim sounds like that, they don't hold like this, and that's what's brought, you see from the Mishnah Berurah over here, that you're not allowed to mix radishes and peppers with vinegar. However, in combination with the egg that's already cooked, and the onions and the oil are only for spices, like the Be'alacha writes in Sif Yudal, the Maschal Shema, regarding the heter to knead toast of flour by doing just a little bit at a time. And moreover, that if you can do it from before Shabbos, it's going to get ruined, and people are not accustomed to make it only right before they eat, and therefore it's possible that it's considered like gibel al yad, which is like a derech achila, not like a way of lush. But that reason, not to contest on this minig to prepare this food on Shabbos, is specifically where this was a custom by many gedolei Torah in Europe. The Hasach Haznish, the custom was to prepare this food from before Shabbos. Dish number 113, it sounds like that you don't have the mixing of the chelbain and the chelmain, the yolk and the white, as it's not a problem about lush. The reason for this, explains from this girl, is because since that for the two parts, it's one food, it's one egg. And moreover, that they're both liquidy, and mixing them is not considered as lush. Regarding sifting the yolk from the white part, the Mishberetz and Shimon Yotes, it's forbidden to do that because of bar, because they consider it as two types of food. And he adds on that even though those who lean regarding this, however, it is appropriate to be stringent regarding this. This one, number 114, Chazanish, writes that eggs are kali abishal, and if you now put it even the cliche, and that's on Mishabura in Simishin Yud Tes. Dish number 115. Although the Shartzin writes that we rely on the first opinion that holds that you don't say putting the liquid is considered gibulai. However, the Mishabura in Sifkot Nun writes that someone puts liquid into something that's not bar gibul, he's chai b'chatz, according to many Rishonim, even according to the first opinion, l'chayra, salad is not a bar gibul, and then also changing the order of how you put it in would not be effective. So you have to say that the salad's not really full-fledged lush, it's in more inferior than things that are not bar gibul, and there's no Israel lush from the Torah brings the Archa Shabbos. Dirshu number 116. Someone mixes a medication in water from before Shabbos in a way that's not recognized by all. Someone holds it, he's allowed to take it on Shabbos, even though it's not Michael Bremen, even if that's the way during the weekday to mix it with water, because since people cannot differentiate that this is medicine, and also the one who's taking it is recognizable that it's that he mixed it from before Shabbos, there they weren't geyser mishchim from shchik is a man that you might come to grind as burden shachana later on simishin chafalf. On the other hand, Shuvasik is Moshe writes, not to permit this only by a medication which is normally mixed in water right before you take it, but medication that it's not known to mix it specifically right before you take it. And same thing is regarding medication that you don't usually mix in water at all. There's no head to take it in the way that you mix it in water from before Shabbos. Shufas Matzal Yitzchak writes, in a situation of a lot of pain, one could be lenient to take the medication on Shabbos in such a way that was just described. And so that's written in Shufas Shabbat Levi, it's possible to be lenient to mix the medication and food, even on Shabbos, at least for a chayla shem b'sakana. Rav Nisker Eltz instructed that if you mix the medication from before Shabbos and the food is not recognizable, you're allowed to take it in for a healthy person that knows that the medication was mixed in the food item. Dish number 117. He said that so you're allowed to put it in the sun because danger if he doesn't drink it, this medicine. And we said that even on the fire it would be permitted because of sakana. Now medication, the one has to take a consecutive amount of days, and Shabbos is one of the days. If he doesn't take it, it could come to danger, like strep or Shachnach writes that you're allowed to take it on Shabbos. Rabbi Yasha writes that this is all by medications where the taking is dependent on the malachas asuris. And they're permitted this only in the makom sakana. But prepared medication, which taking them, you don't really have a gezeirah shechikis of manim, you could permit to take them even without a situation of danger. And that's what's been Rishon Lezaman, that someone started taking medication and stopping it would cause him damage or he wouldn't get healed. If it takes less than, let's say, 8 days, he's allowed to take it on Shabbos. That's the Imre Yesha writes also in the Mechaz Nish. Regarding medication that you don't have to take it consecutively, but the time that you take it would be effective. And this girl instructs that for all opinions, there's no hetter to take it on Shabbos because you started to just take it before Shabbos. Man or woman that needs to take pills, let's say for fertility reasons, or Kala that takes pills before Hachasna, that the effectiveness comes from taking the pills is only when you take it consecutively. And this girl holds that you're allowed to take it even on Shabbos itself.